So Craig Robinson has had a pretty inspiring life story. He grew up on the south side of Chicago, where he managed to excel academically, get himself into a top-notch college. Sound familiar? Well, Michelle Obama's path from the Chicago South Side may have taken a page from her older brother, Craig. She spent much of her time growing up as Craig's little sister, after all. Craig was a basketball star in college, was good enough to be drafted by the NBA before becoming a star in the financial world. Then he walked away from it all to pursue another dream of coaching college basketball. And there was this little side story, brother-in-law ran for president, right? Joining us this morning from the campus of the Oregon State Beavers in Corvallis, Oregon, where he coaches the men's basketball team there, that's the Oregon team that's not the University of Oregon Ducks, is Craig Robinson, author of the book A Game of Character. Good morning, Craig.
Morning, John.
Can I confess something? Forget all the Obama business, right? The fact that you're the brother of Michelle. I need to confess right up front here. I'm a former Duck. Okay.
Oh, is that right?
That's a huge problem, perhaps, here. You're Oregon State. I went to the University of Oregon, all right? I just want to disclose that right at the top.
Well, you know, I'm so new here that the real hatred hasn't sunk in yet, so I think you're in good shape.
All right. Well, I'll control my enmity in any case. You titled your book A Game of Character. Are you referring to the game of basketball or the game of politics you've had a chance to observe in your proximity to the president?
Well, really, John, it's really more the game of life and how the things that happen in life, on and off the court, even in politics, they all have something, the background is character.
And there are so many lessons to be drawn from the circumstances of your life, which, you know, we learn about in your book. For instance, when did you know that your parents, compared to others in your community, and, you know, I'm speaking as broadly as possible here, that your parents were unusual?
Well, you know, that's the funny thing, John. I never thought they were unusual. And to this day, my mom makes sure that I tell everyone that she wasn't trying to be unusual. In fact, she was like most parents at that time raising kids, whether they were two-parent families or single-parent families. And what they were trying to do was emphasize education, provide a lot of discipline, a lot of love, and prepare their children for life.
But at some point, you must have understood that these two people bequeathed to you an unshakable sense in both you and your sister of what was right and what was wrong. And you're both tough people as a result of it.
Absolutely. And I don't want to take anything away from what they did. You're absolutely right. We have been endowed with a sense of self-esteem that I think allows us and a lot of people who have been bestowed that confidence, the ability to not be afraid to try new things and to be good at things you want to be good at.
How does a parent, and I'm asking you for some advice here, and I've got another question as well that's also some advice here. How does a parent convey a sense that they're completely in your corner, defending you against everything? And there's a great story in here about that with your mom and your dad. But also deliver the message that if you step out of line, I'm going to nail you.
Sure. I think the key, and I talk about this in A Game of Character, is the unrelenting ability to discipline your kids and not be afraid that they will not be your friend. I think all too often, and I find myself falling into this trap and having to pull myself out of it, we are trying in this culture to be friends with our children rather than to be parents. And what I learned from my mom and dad is that if you parent them the right way, when they're 25, you'll be best friends with them.
For much of the time you were growing up, your dad was a man with a disability, right?
Exactly. My dad had what we found out to be MS when I was in my teens, but ever since I can remember, he walked with a limp that got progressively worse over the years.
And I'm a paraplegic, have been so since I was actually a student at the University of Chicago on the south side of Chicago where you were growing up. And I've got five kids. Any advice for a dad with a disability based on your experience
Well, John, you're probably doing a lot of it right now by getting up and going to work every day. That's really stuck out in my mind, and I talk about this in A Game of Character, how no matter how tough a day my dad woke up to, he got up, whether he struggled or not, he never complained, and he went right to work. And he showed the both of us what hard work was, because for him, and as it might be for you, the actual physical aspect of getting up and going to work every day is harder than it is for me, for most people. Mm. You know, we get up, shower, shave, go to work. You might have other things that you had to do. I know my dad did. He'd have to get up 45 minutes earlier than normal so he could get to work on time, which was 15 minutes early. So I think you're doing a lot of it by showing your kids that you get up and go to work every day. So that would be my advice to folks out there.
That's good. Well, I've noted that down. So the Robinsons, tough family here. And my favorite part of this book, actually a lot of favorite parts of this book, but the story I want to leave our listeners with is you didn't necessarily think that Michelle and Barack was going to work out when you were sort of observing your sister trying to evaluate who she might end up with, right?
Right, and it had nothing to do with who he was or, you know, his personality or anything like that. It was that I had gone my whole life growing up with my sister, and we were very close. She had boyfriends, she had dates, but none of them could ever measure up. And when I say measure up, that means to Frazier Robinson, our father.
Wow.
And those were big shoes to fill. I mean, you know, you had to come strong. And when I initially met Barack, I thought he was a really great guy, a smart, engaging, great sense of humor. And just the statistics showed that it wouldn't work.
It was a low percentage shot.
That's exactly right. But as everyone knows out there now, it worked out and he ended up running for the president of the United States. Who could have ever believed that?
And it turned out to be totally believable, as we all know. Thanks to Craig Robinson for joining us from Corvallis, Oregon, where he coaches basketball at Oregon State University. Craig is the author of the new book, A Game of Character, and is the brother of First Lady Michelle Obama.